we're back here on the Rossford Schools podcast. My name is Matt Thompson. Today I have the famous Officer Jody with us. Officer Jody, how are you?
I am doing well and having a great school year so far.
Today we're talking about a resource from Snapchat, trying to give parents resources to help them.
Yes, because we know that younger children get on Snapchat, even though the age limit is 13. We know that, you know, kids can lie about their age when it's only online. So we want to make sure that parents are double checking their child's phone, making sure that they are aware of what's going on and who they're speaking with.
What's some of the things that stand out to you?
So let me start first by saying I have never been a Snapchat fan. I went to the training this summer and met with representatives that work for Snapchat, and they actually are very concerned about children and their safety as well being online. And I guess I got a better understanding of what it's about. I never liked the idea that somebody could put something on there and then it disappears, or they assume it disappears because they find
correct,
it.
Right.
But what Snapchat is really doing is they're mimicking a regular conversation. So by saying something on Snapchat and then it appears to your friend, it's like you're having a conversation, a regular conversation, like on a telephone, and then it's gone. So it's kind of mirroring that. And our, as you know, our children don't conversate face-to-face as much as they used to. So I guess I understand it a little bit more as to what their thoughts were when they put this app together for kids. But I think first and foremost, we need to make sure that they are connecting with just friends and family. Because I've had issues over the years where students have come to me and said, well, I thought this person was safe because they're on my friends list and my other friends list, and someone somewhere along the line had friended this, you know, fake person that's online. And it's very scary, you know, because they don't know this person. They think they do because it's a friend of a friend of a friend. And I have had students that have been talking to people from Chicago area, from New Jersey area. So, you know, and of course, very shocking to them that they would be doing that.
Well, and we had a guest speaker, I know, come to talk to our students a few years ago and mentioned the night before he went on and added some of our students with a different photo and a different name and different age. And he said many accepted it.
Yes.
So that does happen here, sadly. And and so part of this is just trying to talk to students and having parents reinforce that of, you need to know that this is your friend or family member before
Absolutely.
You add them.
Yeah, and that's where the parents' part comes in, because they need to make sure that they're monitoring. And just like a cell phone service, they can actually get into looking at the app, and they can go into parental controls, and they can see who their child is speaking with throughout the day. So Snapchat has a parental controls area that has lots of safety different features.
Again, going through the checklist, one thing I noticed is it tells you that when they're signing up, and hopefully parents are doing the sign up with the child, that they need to be signing up as their real age, because that helps with parent controls and controls within the app.
Yes, and that safeguards the younger children, because really they shouldn't be on there before the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any social media site, I think, is a little bit above and beyond what a 13-year-old should be, you know, viewing. Also, a minor, they will put the privacy app setting where their location is not on. Automatically, it'll disable it. Now, can students go in there and put it on themselves? Yes. But at least the parents, if they are spot checking and they're going in there and checking their child's phone, they would see that they have, you know, put this on there, and they can take it back off and have a discussion with them about that, why it's unsafe.
And, you know, I know in Snapchat's checklist it kind of says even if they do enable it, it's only for friends and family. But I would, even with friends, I mean, do we really want to enable our location? So that's a discussion within the family that would be a
Absolutely.
Good one to have. Because I think a lot of parents don't know that their child has enabled location, and friends and family can see where they're at literally 24/7 in this app, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And Snap also has a family center where you can make sure that your teen is signing up, you know, for that, the parental controls. And Snapchat Family Center Actually, like I said, you can see who your child is talking to by putting the proper parental controls.
They also have a YouTube series where they're giving out some tools and resources. And here's a quick clip from that.
If you're a parent, here are the key things to know about our safeguards. When a teen becomes friends with someone on Snapchat, we want to be confident it's someone they trust. We don't allow teens to communicate one-on-one with another person unless they are already friends on Snapchat or they're an existing contact in their phone. If your teen no longer wants to be in touch with someone, we offer easy tools to confidentially block them.
Going to parents.snapchat.com, again, looking at Family Center to view your teen's friends, who they've messaged, restrict their sensitive content that's on there, and then also for reporting abuse, because you know that we have people talking about online bullying. Under the parental controls, they can actually report that themselves as parents.
And we have on our website an anonymous tip line.
Yes.
So that could be for bullying, that could just be for safety concerns.
I really stress to our students, if you see something, say something.
Any other, because obviously we mostly talk today about Snapchat, but there's a lot of apps with a lot of dangers to them for students and anyone. Anything else you want to share?
Same thing. I mean, if you see an app on your child's phone, Google it, or you know, research it some way that you can find out where this app is coming from and who they're using it, how you can have control of that to make sure that your child's being safe.
One thing we always ask is, where is your favorite place to eat around here? So we've had a serious conversation about some safety concerns, but Officer Jody, we need to know the important questions of, where do you like to eat?
In Rossford, I would say probably Cinco de Mayo is one of my favorite places.
Cinco de Mayo. And do you have a particular order?
I like, and I don't know the name of it, but it is an appetizer that has shrimp in it.
Oh, wow.
Nice. It's really good.
Well, right, thank you so much for joining us. And if any students have questions about this too, you know where Officer Jody's at. Parents can reach out.
jjohnson@rossfordschools.org.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and everyone have a wonderful week.
The Rossford Schools podcast is now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So be sure to follow to stay in touch.